New Jersey city and towns are required by law to build their, quote, fair share of affordable housing for poor residents. But between the years 1999 and 2015, the state never told those towns how many units to build because the agency in charge of it was dysfunctional. Well, now municipalities across the Garden State may be responsible for affordable housing they failed to build in the past 15 years. WHYY's Joe Hernandez has more on a hearing today.
One estimate says New Jersey municipalities will have to build more than 100,000 units of affordable housing over the next 10 years to meet their future obligation. Depending on how a state appeals court rules, that number may double to include the past 15 years as well. Other estimates are much lower. But the fact remains that towns and cities may be on the hook for housing not built during the so-called gap period between 1999 and 2015, when the state's Council on Affordable Housing failed to assign specific obligations to each municipality. Jeffrey Serenian is an attorney for a group of nearly 300 New Jersey cities and towns who say calculating obligations based on the past 15 years plus the next 10 years is too burdensome.
Towns are willing to do what they have to do to comply. Just give us a reasonable standard. Don't tell us we have an obligation to create a realistic opportunity for affordable housing and then give us numbers that are patently unrealistic.
But Kevin Walsh with the advocacy group Fair Share Housing Center says municipalities knew the law and they can't claim ignorance just because the state didn't give them specific goals.
Over two decades now, the law has been clear that municipalities don't get away with meeting their housing obligations by doing nothing. The argument that time has passed, oh well, give us a pass, is one that has always been rejected.
The three-judge panel is expected to issue a ruling soon. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.